Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. How can you listen? You should know this by now. If you don't know this, listen very carefully. On the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, you can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening locally. You got SiriusXM? You got it in your car? Got that? Oh, well, the station is 158. You got a smart speaker? Ask the smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. And how about this? Just go to CBSSportsRadio.com. So many ways to listen, you don't have an excuse. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Shout outs to people listening and locked in all over North America. March Madness is upon us, and we just had a damn good ending to what, for the most part, was just like a disappointing game. Wagner of Staten Island, the Northeast Conference, they just beat Howard of the MEAC. The final score, 71-68. It's like Wagner had their foot on their necks, on their throats, all game long until we got to the end. Howard, the Bison, went on a 14-2 run. Wagner was able to knock down some big free throws. And then the Bison, Howard, had three opportunities to knock down the game-tying three. They missed all three, and Wagner walks away, advancing into the field of 64. And so Wagner's reward, well, they have a chance and an opportunity against North Carolina this upcoming Thursday. And Howard, well, Howard just, they go home. They're done. Season is over. This is March Madness. This is the good. This is the bad. This is the ugly. And for a game that was starting off just kind of like blah, at least it ended on a high note. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. In about 10 minutes, scheduled 10 minutes, we got Colorado State taking on the Virginia Cavaliers. That game is going to be the next first four game. So at least we got some good things to check out. We've had a busy show so far. Thank you so much to John Fanta. He came through and joined us. Fox College basketball reporter, analyst, writer, broadcaster. John does it all on behalf of Fox. He believes that UConn is going to go forward and repeat this year. And then earlier in the show as well, we spoke to a team that is already doing damn good. We spoke to head coach of JMU, James Madison University in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Mark Byington came through and said hello as JMU is getting ready to take on Wisconsin. There are a lot of folks looking at JMU to knock Wisconsin off. So we've had a busy show. We talked some NFL action. Jerry Jeudy got his new contract with the Cleveland Browns that makes absolutely no sense to me. They gave him a three-year contract extension, about $60 million. Yes, Jerry Jeudy, who's basically been a disappointment since he has stepped foot into the NFL. It's been reported that Mike Williams is on his way to the New York Jets. That's good. Unfortunately for Kansas, it's been reported that Kevin McCullough Jr. is going to be missing in action for Kansas. So you can basically wipe off almost 20 points a damn game off the board. The knee pain is keeping him from suiting up for Kansas. And you know what, Hickey, I got to get this out the way. We didn't talk about Brandon Ayuk, right? We didn't get to that?
No, sir, not yet.
We know that the internet is the new way to, like, pitch a fit. Brandon Ayuk, let me remind you, this man, he is under contract to the San Francisco 49ers. Brandon Ayuk has not tweeted in about a calendar year. He hasn't picked up Twitter or X or X. He hasn't done any of it in about a year. Today, he posts a tweet, and he adds Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he basically says, oh, hey, I heard we look alike, don't we? And it's like, wait a minute. This is new. Like, if you're the San Francisco 49ers and you said that you want to keep Brandon Ayuk, why is Brandon Ayuk poking the bear? I guess because he can. And I don't think this would be a matter of tampering, because I think I don't expect Mike Tomlin to answer back on Twitter and go, hey, by the way, we're trying to trade for you. That's not the case. This is just another instance of a player utilizing social media to let everybody know how they feel. John Lynch has let the world know we want to keep Brandon Ayuk. And why wouldn't they want to keep a man who called them 1,300 yards and 7 touchdowns last year? The Steelers need a wide receiver, another one after they traded away Deontay Johnson, and Brandon Ayuk would certainly fit the bill. But if you want to even listen to his girlfriend, she was on TikTok in February, and this is wild, she was on TikTok and broke news. She basically said that when Brandon was clearing out his locker room, that it was going to be the last time that he was in the locker room in San Francisco. Listen to this.
This might be our last day. Or, I mean, not our last day. This might have been the last day we touched foot on Levi Stadium, me and Braylon, because we might not be out here next season.
Yeah, Mike, well, he's under contract. Why is she spilling all the beans? Like, just let the man play and let his agent do all the work. And if his agent says, hey, go on Twitter and message Mike Tomlin publicly so everyone can see it, I don't know if it's a bright idea to do this. And if you are San Francisco, yeah, you gotta start paying up, right? Eventually, man, this sounds crazy. If Brock Purdy plays great another year, Brock Purdy's going to need to get the bag. Christian McCaffrey's getting paid. Like, the tax man is going to come due. He's going to say, hey, I want my cut. There's no way in hell you can keep all these players on the team. Not in this way. Not in this way at all. And so here we have another just disgruntled individual on the internet looking for a new team and looking for a payday. But if I am Brandon Ayuk and Jerry Jeudy is getting $20 million a year, and you look at Jerry Jeudy and you know you're better than him, which Brandon Ayuk has been, I'd be ticked off and I'd be looking for a new contract as well. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Hickey, you want to know the other thing that I like about March Madness? Or I feel like this is an annual ritual.
What's here?
Trying to figure out how to watch the games.
Four channels, two of which you don't watch 95% of the year. You don't like that?
What comes on True TV?
You know what show you used to watch? Well, I think Impractical Jokers. I think they're still running.
Is that the show with the Muppets?
No. Impractical Jokers, the four guys that are friends that, like, do jokes in public. Like, they get in each other's ear and be like, you know, say like that. Ladies, like, arm looks broken. And it's like, say it in straight face, get, you know, graded
on
the seriousness.
I understand the concept, but no. I get
it. You ever watch Black Gold back in the day?
I don't know what Black Gold is.
Oh, great show. It filed like oil riggers in Texas. Oh.
This aired on what?
True TV.
No. You thought I was joking when I said I don't know what comes on True TV. I don't.
I'm telling you. That's what I used to watch back in the day.
I thought True TV would have on crime shows. Like, no, right? True TV, true shows. I don't know.
If they did, we'll find out soon, right? Because you know they're just going to jam down your throat every single ad for every TV show they have over the next 2 weeks.
So this is what I learned. As I tried to identify and turn on the games, it gave me a prompt and it said, hey, you can watch all these games on HBO Max. And I said, great, I got that. I don't need this stupid March Madness app that I've been downloading and deleting for the past, I don't know, 3-4 years. I don't need that stuff. The less apps, the better. Like, I already got Max. Just give me the games.
Does Max have the boss button?
Excuse me? The boss button? What the hell is that?
Yeah, you don't remember that? I think it was, maybe it was like a laptop, so like a web browser only, but like if you go to like NCAA, or I guess it's marchmadness.com, they used to have like a boss button where like if you're watching the game and all of a sudden your boss walk around, like something else on the screen would pop up to make it look like you're actually working.
It actually worked.
Like it was a real thing.
I do remember that. What happened? A spreadsheet or something popped
something.
Up, right?
Yeah, I forgot exactly what it was, but it was a... It's a good idea. I don't know if it's available on the phone or if they even just offer that anymore, but that was a good little feature they had.
You use that? You work in sports.
Well, no, I didn't use it. Well, I was in college, though. I wasn't, you know, not that long ago, and that was one where if you're, like, in study hall or in a classroom when you actually could bring your laptop, like...
You faked that you were looking at work while you were watching basketball.
That's right. That's right. At least it's nice to have the option there. Yesterday you talked about options, right? Multiple wives. Yeah. For some people like that option.
Whoa.
Other people like
some
the
people,
option.
Some people? Not you. Not you.
No, not me, of course. Ah. Especially if my girlfriend's listening. Not me. Definitely not me.
Just one wife, not three.
Right. Exactly
okay.
Right.
Okay. Just making sure.
So some people like options there. Other people like options in terms of watching things and having it hidden. That's all.
You know what? I've never had to hide nothing. You know, I don't want to say I got in trouble. Did I get in trouble? I don't know if I was in high school or college, but I figured out what my GPA was going to be, and I established, and I think maybe I utilized this analogy, not saying it was me. I established my GPA already, and so there was still work. And one day the professor came by or something or another. It was just like, hey, you know, Mr. Jackson, where's your work? And I'm just like, I didn't do it. And a professor looked at me like I slapped them in the face. I said, I didn't do it. And they were just like, well, why not? Because I said, I calculated my grade. And somehow, some way, I had to end up still doing the project. I think just not to be disrespectful. But what's the point of telling me what the... This is like the stupid statistics for March Madness, right? They got this net rating and all these ratings and nobody knows the end result. But I know the end result of me getting into or passing a class. Why you got me doing extra work? Does that make sense?
Yes. I would love to see, though, your teacher's reaction when you just were honest and was like, I just didn't want to do it. You know, some people are like, oh, my dog ate the homework. You know, someone in the family died. You know, people go to extreme lengths to make up stories. Like, yep, I just didn't do it.
Yeah, I calculated my GPA. I calculated my grade for the class based on the work, based on the criteria that you gave us. And I know at minimum I'm going to get a B plus, and at best I'm going to get an A. And so why do I got to sit here and do extra work when I already know the results? It's totally and wholly unnecessary. Hey, listen, if you're in college, don't take advice from me. But nowadays I think half of the stuff is digital anyway. Speaking of anyway, congratulations to Wagner. Their students are sitting around at their press conference right now. Wagner has advanced, beating Howard 71-68. Wagner's, I guess their prize is North Carolina. This is Wagner's first victory. This is their first win in school history. They were in March Madness last in 2003. It is 2024. If you don't know where Wagner is, it's in Staten Island, New York. And if you don't know where Staten Island, New York is, that's okay. That's A-okay. Hey, Hickey, what's the most famous thing out of Staten Island? Wu-Tang Clan?
Yes. I couldn't even tell you a second. Trainwreck, that movie was filmed like partly in Staten Island, I think, or there's a reference there.
The ferry leaves Staten Island. Nothing? Nothing else?
No, nothing else.
Hey, Wagner's from Staten Island. Congratulations.
They're number two now.
Yeah, they are. Behind Wu-Tang Clan and Wagner University. And congratulations, everybody out in Staten Island. It's the JR Sport Re Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, you talk about Cinderellas. They beat North Carolina? Give them a chance. Let's see what they do on Thursday. Their head coach, Donald Copeland, speaking to the media. It must be good. You went to a school like this, Eventually, somebody else comes knocking, and they give you the big, big bucks. On the other side of the break, we're going to keep this conversation going surrounding college basketball. I want to talk about some of the All-Americans that got the honors today, and I'm just, let's say, less than enthusiastic. It's the JR Sport Re-Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport app says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, shout outs to everybody making those deliveries. Uber, Amazon, I don't know, what else? DoorDash, UPS, FedEx, all my airport workers. If you're helping deliver anything, United States Postal Service, thank you. We appreciate you. The world and the economy, United States of America, North America does not move without you. And so thank you again. I want to let you know about the Player of the Week. It's sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Domantas Sabonis. This man has been dominant. He was dominant again last night. 25 points, 18 rebounds. The Kings beat the no-name Grizzlies 121-111. It was the 50th consecutive game where Sabonis had a double-double. This man is grabbing rebounds, knocking down shots. I think he's averaging, eight assists a game. He does it all out in Sacramento. He needed more love for the All-Star game. He needed a whole hell of a lot more love. And the Grizzlies, I ain't joking. It's like the whole team is from the G League right now. The whole team, everybody. I look at the Grizzlies in the background. I go, who the hell are these guys? I have no idea. None. I saw The Rock made fun of Ja Morant the other day. Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson did a song and talked about how Ja Morant waving guns. It's just, it's bad. And Sabonis, he doesn't get the love that he deserves. You know, I want to say that he's better than his dad, but he's not. Arvydas Sabonis was absolutely amazing. It just sucks that he spent the prime years of his career still over in Europe before he came over to the NBA, and he was, I'm not going to say washed up. He's just older. You know, we didn't see Arvydas Sabonis in his peak. I know Arvydas, a little bit more adept as a shooter, passer. His son doing a little bit more damage down low, operates more so as a facilitator. I think his dad got him beat by a few inches in regards to height. Arvydas Sabonis was a fun player to watch. 855-212-4CBS. Congratulations to Wagner becoming the first team to win, I guess. Hickey, is it appropriate to say the NCAA tournament? Because it's really not, right? Like, what am I saying?
Yeah, I don't think, today can't count. I know it technically does, but
it's the first four. Wagner beat Howard 71-68. We got Colorado, the Rams, Colorado State Rams getting ready to take on the Virginia Cavaliers. That'll go ahead and be our next game. And I did want to mention this to you. I told you that the All-Americans came out today, the first team All-Americans. You got Zach Edey from Purdue, Dalton Kennett out of Tennessee, R.J. Davis out of North Carolina. He'll be taking on Wagner this upcoming Thursday. And Jamal Sheed out of Houston for the Cougars. Oh, my bad. Sorry to Tristan Newton from Connecticut. He has some familiarity with this tournament because he helped his team win last year. And it's kind of crazy to think about, you know, some of the biggest names in this tournament. Because the bigger names in the tournament are on the women's side. Camila Cardoso. Yeah. Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, these are the names that people want to see. And I guess it's a different time. It's a different era in basketball. So, for instance, I just told you that the player of the week, is Domantas Sabonis. And yes, he grew up here in the United States of America. We know about his dad's lineage coming over from Europe. But think about the best players in the NBA right now. They weren't born in the United States of America. I know Joel Embiid ain't healthy. He wasn't born. He was born in Cameroon. We can go into to Doncic and Denver Nuggets, the Joker, Jokic. We can think about the other dude who won an MVP. Couple of them. Giannis Antetokounmpo via Greece, via Nigeria. It's just, there's so many different pathways for players to make it in. We're no longer in a space where you watch the tournament and say to yourself, oh, this is the next big star in the NBA. Because they might just end up being role players. I mean, dare I say, if I got to think about the top prospects in the draft for this upcoming season in the NBA, how many of them are actually coming from college? It's like the NBA has players in their system already in the G League where they're getting them acclimated to the NBA game. Listen to this. The expected top prospects in the draft. Alexander Sarr. Ever heard of him? Probably not. He's French, and he's actually playing in Perth right now. He's in Australia. Zachary, I don't even know this guy's name. Zachary Resacher, I don't know. He's playing in Europe. Oh, Reed Shepard. Okay, out of Kentucky. Good. Ron Holland is in the G League. Cody Williams plays for Colorado. Okay, Kentucky got a bunch of dudes here. And then you keep on going. Nikola Topic. He's Serbian. Yeah, Lithuanian, Matas Buzelis. He has dual nationality from Lithuania. Yeah, we've entered into it. Hickey, there's like, you don't need to go to college anymore to get into the pros. You can go anywhere. Or you can be from anywhere.
The scouts will find you. And, yeah, I forgot the name of the title, but, I mean, Adam Sandler, right? He was overseas scouting in that Netflix movie. He was everywhere.
Oh, I had Adam Sandler on the show. Yeah, last year he was on the show. I forgot the name of the movie, but and Adam Sandler, outside of being an actor, he loves basketball.
Oh, yeah.
He loves he plays anywhere. I think he's filming in the United Kingdom right now, and I saw him popping up just playing basketball.
With his baggy shorts?
Baggy shorts, baggy, shirt. And when you're Adam Sandler, who needs a stylist, right? It's like he rolls out of bed and prints money. Good for him. Anyway, he's overseas right now. I talked about how there's so many athletes that come from overseas. There's a guy who's not a fan of it. Doesn't seem like it. His name is Gilbert Arenas. Yes, that Gilbert Arenas. I talked about Ja Morant with guns. Well, Gilbert Arenas might be one of the NBA originators. And Gilbert Arenas has a podcast, as I'm sure you know. And Gilbert Arenas, for whatever reason, he has just been, I feel like, on a mission to chop down the amount and, I guess, quality and changes in the NBA as it pertains to European players. Hickey, this is from his, what is this podcast called? Gil's Arena?
Gil's Arena.
Oh, let's take a listen to this man.
Every European is the last pick in an All-Star game. Nobody wants them motherfuckers.
If you put the best European players on a team right now against the American players, we will f***ing lose.
I guarantee that's we play not, one-on-one right now, they all get their ass bopped.
Hell yeah, they would.
They get their ass bopped.
Did somebody take his lunch? Did he have a bad experience in Europe? Why is Gilbert Arenas acting like that?
That's insane. Why? I mean, that you hear at the end of that clip, that was vitriol. Like, he was ready to go right there.
Did I miss something? Is Giannis not European?
He is. Yes. Did he is.
I don't know about that. I mean, like the best.
I don't know if Gil knows that.
Like the best players in the league, the guys who've won the past bunch of MVPs, they haven't been American. And I mean, we can all make jokes about Jokic was the last guy. He's the last dude picked in an All-Star game because he ain't flying and jumping through the air. Let me tell you something. As someone who played basketball at its lowest level, the YMCA, in the street, in the hospital gym, in your local gym, there is nothing worse than playing basketball against somebody who is not the athlete that you are, and they are cooking you. It's like the old man in the gym who is simple, is not working, is not exerting a lot of energy, but the old man is busting your ass. Between him and the person who does nothing, that's the worst. In my head, I go, man, I wish I had a game that simple. But you want to know something? They develop games that simple, and they become the best. I mean, Giannis Antetokounmpo, years ago, James Harden basically said, oh, he's not skilled. He's just 7 feet and he can dunk. Well, stop him if it's so damn easy. Go ahead and stop him. It hasn't stopped him from being one of the best players in NBA history. And then Jokic? He just does what he wants. He bullies everybody. You want to talk about a one-on-one game? I think Jokic would give as much as he takes. He's a beast. Nobody wants to see that man. Gilbert Arenas just, I don't know if he needs a reality check, if he needs a hug. Vicky, why the hell you think he's so mad?
I don't know. I don't know if it's jealousy. I don't know if it's like you just said. They don't have, well, I mean, Giannis has the looks. Maybe this is more Jokic and maybe even to an extent Luka. Like, if they don't look the part in Gilbert's mind, and that's why he's upset, because they're so good, but they don't look like the most athletic and best and physically fit player in the gym. I don't know, but he is some sort of, yeah, personal vendetta that he is, like, making it feels like his life's work now to, like, to knock down the Europeans.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he looks at the white guys and go, hey, he's not jumping in the air like Anthony Edwards. So maybe I have no
so
idea.
He sucks. That's it. Period. Yeah. Stop. He sucks.
Hey, Marco, what do you think about? Why is Gilbert Arenas? I know he's a. Listen, a guy who brings guns to work like him, yeah, you ain't all that upstairs. But why do you think he's chopping down on the European players? They've been some of the best in the league.
My guess is just to get anybody to talk about him. Because that's basically the common denominator, right? I mean, is Gilbert Arenas really concerned about anything other than getting his name out there? So this is just a good way, I think. I don't think it truly matters to him. I think it's just something where maybe he's a little bit jealous. I think he just wants people to talk about him, and he knows this is a good way to do it.
It's odd because Gilbert Arenas is a grown man, right? Mm-hmm. Gilbert Arenas has to be, if he's not in his, he got to be in his 40s by now, early 40s.
Yeah.
He has kids. He has kids who are playing basketball at a high level. I think both his son and daughter are gotta be in high school, pushing college, and they're great prospects. I would think that you would like turn it down just a little bit. Like, what are we doing,
JR? That would be great and all, but I don't think anybody seems to subscribe to that. Turn it down for the benefit of my children. I feel like people are just too used to being in the spotlight, or too much that they want to be in the spotlight. I feel like Gilbert Arenas. He, like, his career, he was going to be the guy, then everything kind of fell apart, and it felt like, what, 2 seconds, and everything kind of got swept away. Now he's getting a chance to talk again, and I think that's what he cares about. I think he wants to, now he's doing the nightcap with Shannon Sharp sometimes, too. It's whatever to get himself back out there, because he misses the idea, and it got taken away from him. I don't think he's concerned about anything else. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's the vibe I get.
Yeah, well. Next time, don't bring guns to work, man.
Yeah, right? I mean, again, he feels like he's blaming everybody else, but, like, this, you brought this. You did this. Now you're getting a second chance. That's great, but do it the right way. And I feel like his way of doing it is to, you know, take a shot at everybody else, and it gives a chance to people to talk about you, because there's no other thing that he's bringing to the table.
You know what? If him and Luka Doncic in their – well, I think Luka right now, if we had Luka versus him in their prime, I'd call it a wash, no? He talked about playing one-on-one. If him and Luka went at it, and Luka, you know what? Maybe not, because Luka's bigger than him.
Nah, I mean, I was going to say, look, I think you're giving Gilbert a look. And he was a great player in his time for a while there. Luka Doncic, one-on-one is a different level.
Yeah,
that's a different animal.
Yeah, he's big. I think it's the size. He's bigger than him.
And whatever shot he's going to get, he's going to get it off. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, easy.
So,
easy.
And there's nothing that's going to slow him down. So
easy, yeah.
And one-on-one's weird, too, because there's a lot of guys who are like, one-on-one, you can't beat him, but you're not the better player. So that's basketball's funky like that.
Oh, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, even with the inflation, I'm sure Gilbert Arenas would say, oh, yeah, but if I was playing in the NBA today, I'd be dropping 35. And he probably would be if he was healthy. But he would not be playing like Doncic is. He would not be dishing the ball out at the same rate. He wouldn't be grabbing the rebounds. I mean, Luka Doncic, just about a couple of weeks ago, this man was he was knocking down or averaging 30-point triple-doubles. Well, he had like
seven in a row, right?
Seven straight games.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the numbers now in the NBA are inflated. It's ridiculous. That ain't no easy stretch, man.
No,
that's not normal. You're not supposed to just 30, 10, and 10 every single game. And the only thing that slowed him down was a hamstring.
And that's the thing. And again, whether he's in the tip shop top shape or whatever it is, he's putting up numbers that make no sense and it's ridiculous. Is it going to lead to winning? Again, a different story. But one-on-one or getting your shot off or putting up numbers, you can't slow down Luka Doncic. You're just there. You try to get in his way as much as you can. You can't stop him. Nobody can.
Yeah, let's get Gilbert Arenas currently on the court with him and let Luka wax him. That'd be fun for me because I'm sure Gilbert still maybe not with his knees, but anyway, it'd be nice to see him go play and get annihilated. Maybe then he'd shut up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of athleticism, last night this world went absolutely nuts when Anthony Edwards probably had the dunk of the year. We'll talk about that on the other side. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. And then also, speaking of dunks, I'm going to tell you about something that took place this day in sports. It involves a dunk. Yeah, think about it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And that audio you just heard, courtesy of Westwood One, the NCAA Radio Network. Listen, the first four is out the way, and we already have a team that's advanced. You just heard it, Wagner. They hold on to beat Howard. 71-68, the final score. Wagner, the Seahawks, they are moving on to take on North Carolina this upcoming Thursday. Joining us on the line after a victory, got to be feeling good, is the head coach of the Seahawks of Wagner, head coach Donald Copeland. Hey, coach, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Congratulations.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me.
Absolutely. Now, we saw you guys, you were controlling the majority of the game. We saw that 14-2 run. What happened? What changed that your team? Did they fall asleep? Did they get too comfortable? What happened?
No, I think, Howard, did some things to make plays. You know, that's a good team. I was telling my team the whole time, that's a championship-level team. They're not going to go away. They were able to get some baskets early in transition with some of our breakdowns. And then, we had some uncharacteristic turnovers, because that's one thing we really do well is take care of the ball. And we just had some bad turnovers and some bad moments. But, I thought we finished the game the right way, making free throws, executing, getting the ball inbounds, and then defending the last possession.
Well, you talk about getting buckets and great plays. We saw Melvin Council Jr. and your squad put up 21 points. There's going to be a lot more eyes on you, your team, the squad, especially as you guys move on to North Carolina. What is the country going to find out about Melvin Council Jr. as well as the rest of the squad?
No, he's a ball player, man. He's a baller, man. He loves to play. He loves to compete. He lives at this type of stage, these moments. He's the same kid every day, too, man. That's what's so special about him, because I'm hard on him, probably the hardest guy I coach, and he never wavers. That's why things are able to work out for him. So they're going to see a guy compete on both ends of the floor, man. That's what he brings. That's what he does all the time.
The head coach of Wagner, Donald Copeland, is joining us. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio just knocked off Howard to head on into the field of 64. Well, coach, you've been all over the world balling out. You're from the tri-state area. In New York City growing up and coming out of New Jersey, what are some of the lessons that you've learned all around the world that you have brought back to Staten Island?
No, I played for some really good coaches, especially overseas, just different ways of doing it. I've been fortunate enough to play for some really good coaches. So the one thing is like investing in people. That's the biggest thing, I think. When you invest in the character of a person, you can achieve great things. There's a lot of people you come across who may have some talent or things they can do for you, but they don't do it for the right reasons or think the right way. You always get left wanting more. So I think the first thing you got to do is try to find the character of a person, because then they'll always give you everything they have.
Well, Coach, we know that you are now in the field of 64. There's been a lot of conversation, not just in the tri-state area, but around the whole country about who did not get in. And a lot of those teams you're familiar with, they're in the backyard, whether it happens to be a Seton Hall or a St. John's. Do you feel that Wagner has gotten the attention that they deserve, especially in a tri-state?
Again, no, I would hope so, because especially what the kids went through this year, you know, uncorrect characteristic, how things have gone for us with seven players, you know, to get this recognition, I think they deserve that, you know, and it's not just the seven players, it's also the six guys that's injured, just being a part of everything that we do and still turning into coaches to help along the seven guys. So I'm thankful, I'm proud that these guys do get this type of recognition, especially being in our area with big-time programs like Seton Hall, St. John's, and Rutgers, you know, so it's been good for them.
Head coach Donald Copeland from Wagner is joining us, just knocked off Howard. Now, next up for you guys, you got Thursday. You don't got to wait too long, but it's North Carolina. What is the next 48 hours going to look like as you move forward and get the team prepared?
Continuing to learn as we go here. We got a flight tonight that we got to catch. We're going to have to figure out a good schedule that gets these guys rest and as prepared as they can, because we also have a quick turnaround with an early game. So, and it couldn't be against a tougher opponent. You know, North Carolina, blue blood program, you know, you definitely want to be as prepared as you can to face those guys, especially in their own state, you know.
Well, you think about the program in whole. This is its first tournament victory for Wagner. The organization, the school hasn't been here in about a two decades plus. What does this mean for the university?
No, it means a lot, man. It really means a lot. You know, to one, make the tournament for the first time in 21 years, and now get the first, tournament win. You know, who would have thought this? You know, and I'm just glad that we're doing it right now, because I think these kids deserve it, because they do a lot of things for the right reasons. So I couldn't be more proud for the school, the program, and the kids that I'm coaching.
Well, Coach, I'm gonna let you get the last word here to keep you on out and run. I know you're real busy. Give a shout out, show some love to all the supporters out there. They're listening.
No, thank you guys so much, man. This is impossible without you guys. And you know what? You guys, the people that have been supporting us back at school in the area, they've been supporting us even before all of this has happened, man. And, you know, when they're a part of this as well for us.
Well, Donald, thank you so much for joining. Good luck against North Carolina. Go get them, Coach.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate this.
No doubt about it. That is Donald Copeland, the head coach of Wagner. Wagner knocking off Howard University tonight. The final score 71-68. They pick up their first victory in March Madness in the tournament's history, in their history, I should say. And the last time that they even made an appearance, you got to go all the way back to 2003. School from Staten Island showing up and putting in work. I mean, for all the conversations we've had about the Seton Halls and the St. John's of the world, the Providences of the world, Wagner is in, and they're representing Staten Island. Let's see what they can go out there and do on Thursday. Thank you so much again to head coach Donald Copeland of Wagner. Good luck against North Carolina. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before we roll out of here, I must absolutely let you know about something that took place this day in sports. We got to go back to 2006. And speaking of March Madness, we got to go to the NCAA tournament on the women's side. Because on this day, March 19, 2006, Candace Parker became the first woman to dunk in an NCAA tournament game. Yeah, well, she helped the Tennessee Lady Vols beat Army 102-54. Listen to this courtesy of ESPN.
And a turnover to Spencer. You're thinking about a dunk? There it is!
We said it at the start. She wants to show out. I think she feels like she's the best player in America. Best freshman in America is Candace Parker. She has set the tone early and the throwdown in transition. Yes, ma'am, we see you, Candace Parker.
Her first dunk in college. She won the McDonald's High School All-American Dunk Contest against the boys. Endorsed, to the best of our knowledge, that's the first dunk ever in an NCAA tournament game.
Hey, we got to go back to 2006. And now it's not all that crazy to see the ladies dunk. Okay, we've seen Lisa Leslie dunk and Brittany Griner dunk and Candace Parker dunk. They're dunking all over the place. And Trae Young, no dunks yet. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I literally saw that on social media. It said Trae Young has like 1,000-something floaters in the NBA. He's yet to have a dunk. It's okay, Trae. I can't dunk either. He'll be perfectly fine. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hickey, you've never dunked, right? No?
Like a 6-foot rim, when you lower down, I've thrown a few down.
Ah, okay.
Does that count?
Yeah, why not? Yeah, you gotta
screw it.
Yeah, you dunked. Everybody get a shot in here. Speaking of a shot, we have this other game. Oh, thank you to Coach Copeland again, by the way. We've had two coaches on, and that one just won a game. So, I mean, what are the odds, Hickey, right? We got some good odds here.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Maybe that's some good mojo for him on Thursday.
Yeah, let's see what they can do. I just know that there are a lot of folks in Staten Island who are very thrilled at what has taken place. And as we think about the other first four game going on right now, Colorado State is leading Virginia 18-14. A little less than 7 minutes to go here in the first half. And good luck. We're going to know who's going to win in a couple of hours. And then also in a couple of hours at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, the Dodgers, the Padres, they're getting the Major League Baseball season started out in Seoul, South Korea. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow. When? At 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yeah, in the afternoon, not the morning. Don't come looking for me. Hey, thank you so much to our guests, not just Coach Copeland, who just joined us from Wagner. Thank you to John Fanta from Fox Sports. Thank you to the coach from JMU, Mark Byington, for joining us. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll be back tomorrow with a top six list. Don't go anywhere. Why? Bart Winkler coming up next. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey, and thank you to you, the listeners. Have a good night. Be safe. Be well. Be smooth. Be cool.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.